All right, 104 here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. If you missed anything so far from the show, like our interviews with Michael Brunt, Sam McEwen, Jacob Padilla, you can find those on the radio replay page, 1620thezone.com. Please visit there or anywhere you could find your podcast. Josh, do we have, is this breaking news?
This is a breaking story that I'm sure will dominate the sports landscape for potentially years to come. And I'm happy to report it here on the Connor Happer Show first. According to Daniel Kaplan of The Athletic, the company that owns the Buffalo Bills and the NHL's Buffalo Sabres, but let's be real, is suing the parent company of Chuck E. Cheese, CEC Entertainment. The company is looking to get CEC Entertainment to halt payments to the Arena Parks and Stadium Solutions Company, which owes the company a lot of money. So it appears as though Charles Edward Cheese, no, the E stands for entertainment.
Yes.
Is a little late on his bills here.
Well, you know, I don't want to just pile on Mr. Cheese, but I don't know, man. It's doesn't have quite the same cachet anymore.
It certainly doesn't.
Used to be a vital part of our lives, and now it's, you know, they're mostly gone.
Hours wasted on skee ball.
Yeah. The tokens, the weird creepy robotic band.
Dinner and a show.
Yep.
There's a hearing next week in court. The Bills have warned the Saints and Dolphins, who also do business with this company, hey, you know, you need to watch out for... He's a rat.
Ah, nice. Very good.
Although this squabble will not feature Josh Allen trying to avoid being tackled by a large mouse, it is still amusing.
Be better if it could, though.
I could have written some better there. While Buffalo head coach Sean McDermott gives his players breaks from the cold in order to prepare them for Saturday's frigid playoff game, the team's ownership will be drafting up documents to fight a company whose most famous business endeavor is a happy-go-lucky mouse.
Yeah. Well.
What bills? What advertising is Chuck E. Cheese doing?
You don't corner a rat. You know what they do, Josh? They bite out of it.
That's right. There it is. Huh.
Well, it's sad that it's ended up this way for Mr. Cheese. And really, frankly, disappointing that the Bills... Or the people who own the Bills are you know, they have to come to legal action here. But I suppose when situations get tricky, this is what you have to resort to.
Do you know the backstory of the character Chuck E. Cheese?
No, but I want to.
While we're on this topic.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I don't see a lot of spots for me to work in this knowledge.
Yeah, who knows when you're going to get the opportunity to talk about Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, so I'm going to call for the ball here.
Go ahead.
And tell you about Chuck E. Cheese. Apparently, Chuck E. Cheese was an orphan. Like, they created this huge backstory for this character. Why? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It works better that way. If you really want him to be a living part of the world.
Chuck E. Cheese hosts birthday parties because he himself was an orphan who did not know when his own birthday was.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, very sad story of the rat.
Maybe they thought that this would one day lead to a movie. Maybe that was the thinking.
I could see that being a thing.
It sounds like it.
Having a child, I have gone back and watched some films from my youth that were children's movies, share them with my son. A lot of them are very depressing.
Yeah, they had some dark backstories.
A Land Before Time does not ever get happy and joyous and fun like I remember it.
Yeah, there's some darkness in there.
Yeah, a lot. You know, obviously Bambi's mom dies, spoiler alert. Lion King, Simba's dad dies, spoiler alert. I guess I should probably say spoiler alert before.
Put some respect on Mufasa, man.
Mufasa.
You're not even going to say his name? Simba's dad? No.
He's Simba's dad.
He was the king, man.
Not my king. I didn't vote for him.
King Mufasa. You don't get a vote. Speaking of TV, how about this? I just saw this. HBO Max is doing a new Degrassi series.
What?
I thought we've already rebooted this 7 times already.
Yeah, that gave us Drake.
The next class of HBO Max tweeted this out like a half hour ago. The next class of students arrives in 2023. A new Degrassi series is coming to HBO Max.
Love it. Renewing my subscription today.
I thought we did this.
We did. And it was successful.
Oh, okay. We're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Wow. That's big news.
So huge, huge TV news to start off the Chuck E. Cheese wasn't really TV, but if they wanted to do a Chuck, I mean, look, how far are we away from all the Netflix content that we have right now from a Chuck E. Cheese like miniseries?
I'm shocked they haven't done
it yet. The idea is right there. The origin story of Chuck E. Cheese. We've got all the origin stories of all the Marvel characters. Why not Mr. Cheese?
You've created this story. Why not tell it?
Yeah. It's out there.
Charles Entertainment Cheese. I believe there's like an Esquire on the end of it.
And they're oh yeah, I think I've heard that before. Yeah. I mean, they're clearly looking for a way out of the hole here. They're delinquent on their payments to the Buffalo Bills. Make a TV show. Yeah, it requires some overhead.
Which, excuse me for
need some funding
editorializing this, but that is kind of our job. If I was to match an NFL franchise with a failing business of some kind, I feel like the Bills and Chuck E. Cheese are an excellent marriage.
They definitely have the, I think, what I, Washington would have a argument here.
Okay.
At this point.
Yeah, if you were going to say Chuck E. Cheese advertises in exclusively one NFL stadium.
It'd be Buffalo.
The Bills would be on my short list.
Yeah, it'd be Buffalo.
Absolutely. I would not the Lions. I know a lot of people thinking Lions. Detroit is Little Caesars country.
Good one.
But yeah, Washington feels about right as well.
Well, I was thinking like dumpiest stadiums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buffalo is on that list. Washington would obviously have an argument now because it just...
It's literally falling apart.
It breaks and has a significant chance to hurt some people.
Snyder's a slumlord. We don't say that enough.
Mm-hmm. People do forget.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a once proud franchise that now we associate it with potential association of with Chuck E. Cheese. The mighty have fallen. Let's
go Bills.
Go Bills. Let's continue on the NFL. I was just looking up and down the playoff teams today and thinking about each of their quarterback situations. We could literally go up and down the list. I don't have a list prepared, but we could go up and down the list of the 14 quarterbacks who are in the playoffs and rank them. But there's obviously like a tier. There's a tier system, and this is what you kind of notice. I mean, you have to either. Maybe it just worked out this way, but I can't recall too many outliers in this over the past, handful of years where we have a better sample size. The elite quarterbacks are almost all there. And then if you're not an elite quarterback, you have a really good foundation or the ability to run the ball or a very good defense around you. You have the elite group, which is Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, and maybe like Dak Prescott. Maybe Joe Burrow's in that conversation too. Maybe Stafford's in that conversation. Maybe Kyler Murray's in there too. That's 8 guys. Right off the bat. And then there's your group of like really good stuff happening around them. But you'll notice with these guys, they don't hurt their teams. I mean, this is very, very simply, this is what you need to win in the NFL or get to this stage in the NFL. You have to have either a far above average quarterback or a quarterback that won't hurt you, and some really good stuff going on around him. So the rest of the names that I didn't hit were Garoppolo, which when he's good, he helps. When he's bad, he hurts. So he evens out. Guys like Mac Jones, who I don't think we got really carried away, I think, with the Mac Jones thing this year.
Yeah, we really did. He had a good month.
I'm not sure what happened. People were very quick to press the Tom Brady button.
We were desperate
Tom Brady? Got it!
He was desperate for one of these rookies to be named the best rookie.
Yep.
And we made our decision.
We got a little wild there. I watched them all year and thought to myself, you know, they don't really let him do much. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are, and maybe this is just anecdotal, I can't, like, you know, there's no examples that I have for you, but like, I always feel like when they get into sticky situations, their solution is to scheme something up, whether that's a wide receiver throwing a pass or something, you know, something different going on. So that's a side note. I don't trust Mac Jones. But he rarely hurts them.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to win like a 20-13 game.
Derek Carr. Yeah. He rarely hurts them. Ryan Tannehill. He rarely hurts them.
Oh, but when he does.
And then there's like the, I don't really know what to make of these guys, which would include both of the quarterbacks whose teams play in the state of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I guess I know what to do with Roethlisberger. And the answer is, like, he has an elite coach. He has a very good defense. He is not asked to do anything. He has Najee Harris. He has great weapons. He's very bad. Very bad. But tries his best to not hurt the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, at least he knows his limitations.
Yeah. He can't. I mean, it's tough to see them winning a playoff game because they don't seem capable of scoring even 3 touchdowns in a game. And then there's Hurts, who I think there was a question mark there and then kind of burst onto the scene a little bit and does so in a, you know, in a different way than we see from other quarterbacks in the NFL. Not terribly accurate, but can make plays. You know, so he's actually kind of, you know, he's capable of hurting you in a way. But this is the going rate in the NFL. It's not breaking news to anybody. But I was just looking up and down the list, and I'm like, okay, elite, 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 elite. Well, how far do we have to go down here? I mean, the top 8 guys that I mentioned. So that'd be Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Josh Allen, Stafford, Kyler Murray, Dak. I think that's 8, right? Burrow. Those are probably 8 out of the. I don't even know who would be left off of that list from teams that were left out of the playoffs.
Well, I was just running through that. Who's the worst quarterback? I mean, who's the best quarterback not in the playoffs? Herbert, Lamar Jackson.
Herbert and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. I mean, Ravens were banged up from
Lamar,
day one.
Lamar is tough at this point. I mean, yeah, he had his issues this year with injuries and other things. But also, you can't really trust him all that much.
Yeah.
Things have to be going pretty well for them.
And after that, it's like Kirk Cousins?
Yes, yeah, right. I mean, there's only really one guy, and he's young, but he's shown awesome flashes consistently in Justin Herbert, who you feel like, all right, that guy probably belongs in this conversation, but his team isn't in the playoff, and they fell a second or a field goal short of it.
Yeah, he's literally 1 second away from being in the playoffs.
Oh, maybe we could just do this. This would be a better illustration of it. Quarterbacks who were left out of the playoffs this year. Injured Russell Wilson. whatever Carolina was doing, which is Cam Newton slash Sam Darnold slash the guy who came from the XFL, Matt Ryan.
Put some respect on PJ Walker.
Whatever the Saints were doing, which was like some Jameis and then a lot of Taysom Hill and then some like Trevor Siemian and then
a little bit of Ian Book in there
Ian
as well.
Ian Book, yeah. Jared Goff, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones, Taylor Heineke, Teddy Bridgewater, Trevor Lawrence, Tyrod Taylor, Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield. Yep.
It seems to be a pretty clear line.
Is there a trend, Josh?
I have noticed some things, absolutely, yes.
We get this.
Broncos finish with a positive scoring margin this year, huh?
Yeah.
Would not have guessed that. Okay.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's the franchise that you look at. It's like they are exactly one quarterback short.
Seahawks, too. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the Seahawks one's surprising.
Vikings minus one.
We got this one from Twitter. From Katie Heider, who says Stafford has been awful. Hard to say that he's elite. Kyler has struggled as well. I think he's just, I'm going off of prestige mostly, you know, like where, if, you know, I would put Kyler and Stafford more in the, they're going to help you way more than they're going to hurt you. Stafford has the ability to hurt you.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Sort of that old gunslinger model that we don't really see much of anymore.
But he definitely doesn't belong in the category of, you know, the bottom 10 quarterbacks, the guys who got left out that we just went through there. No, he doesn't fit there.
Yeah, a lot
Neither
of teams.
Neither does Kyler. Kyler was the MVP favorite for like 7 weeks.
A lot of teams would take either of those guys and dump their own on the curb.
Exactly. So I'm not putting them there. I understand the hesitation with him, and he's, you know,
far from perfect.
I mean, we were asking the question this morning, like Dak or Stafford, which has more on the line or which do you trust more? I trust Dak. I trust Dak more at this point. So if you guys have any thoughts on that, I'd like to hear it. At Happer Show, at Connor Happer on Twitter. Give us a call, 402-951-1620. Email into the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, Connor at 1620thezone.com. We'll take your thoughts and a few other things as we get closer and closer to 2 o'clock. Then up next in the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.